Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we are joined by Greg Mohar. So welcome to the show, Greg.
Avik, thank you for having me, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Lovely. It's really lovely talking to you, Greg. So, Greg, because today we'll be talking about a great topic, which is franchisee frontier. And we'll be exploring the path to the entrepreneurial success. And but before we do that, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Greg is a visionary entrepreneur and Wall Street Journal best-selling author, known for his expertise in franchising. Yes, you heard it correct. From a seasoned engineer to the CEO of franchisee Maven, Greg's journey is definitely inspiring. So his books and hands-on experience offer a roadmap to financial freedom through the franchising. So why to wait? Let's join us as Greg shares his insights and passion for empowering others to achieve their entrepreneurial dreams. So welcome to the show again, Greg.
Thank you, Avik. It's an honor to be here, sir.
Lovely, lovely. So Greg, to start with, like, if you can share a bit more about your personal journey, like from a seasoned engineer to the CEO of franchisee Maven, and what inspired you to venture into the world of franchising?
Well, amazingly enough, Avik, it happened back when I was in high school. Back in my day when we were in high school, most of us got jobs at fast food places. Mine just happened to be a Taco Bell at the time. And so I moved up in the Taco Bell world, started managing this lady's restaurants that I was working for, and it turned out she was a master franchiser on that. So that was my first foray into franchising. I went on to be a restaurant manager, microelectronic circuit engineer for a while as well. And while I was an engineer, me and another engineer, we bought dry cleaners, locations, some rental properties, and some storage units. And that was wonderful, but those are private businesses that we had. So I got out of the corporate world and said, you know, yeah, a private business is good, but it's a real challenge when you don't know anything about it. I really liked that franchising thing that I did back when in high school, because that was a good thing. You know, they had a playbook, a step-by-step playbook that you could just walk right into, step right into it.
Yeah.
And very smooth. So I said, I got to get back into franchising. So that's what I did. I went out and, with the help of a franchise consultant, found myself a great franchise and ran that for a while, and then decided that I liked that franchise consulting business. So I said, teach me that. And that was about 12 years ago.
Oh, that's lovely. So in your experience, like, what are some of the key benefits of franchising compared to starting a business from the scratch?
Great question, Avik. It's a good something to compare. That's why I like all my people, if they're looking into, you know, getting into a business themselves, definitely something to compare side by side. You know, you go into business for yourself, it's all yours. You use all your resources, all your knowledge to get into that business itself, and you're all by yourself doing that. You can do whatever you want with it, but you don't necessarily have a team of people behind you. So getting into a franchise is where you'd rather have some support services, a team of people that are going to help you build that business up, not only the franchisor, but other franchisees as well. You do pay for it, so you'll have the franchise fee, you'll have the ongoing royalties on that. But you really want that franchise to get you to where you want to be 2 to 3 years quicker than if you were to do it yourself. So good and bad points about either way, but franchising is a good step-by-step playbook to just step right into a business and just take off running.
Oh, that's great. So talking to your books, like, your books emphasizes the transmittive power of the franchising. So if you could also elaborate a bit more on how franchising can be a path to the financial freedom and the wealth building, because most of the people would love to know about this.
Excellent. So, Avik, what happens with a franchise system is most of the time, most of my people may start off with one franchise unit. So that's one territory. Almost every franchise gives you a protected territory in there. And that's what we call the one unit territory system with the franchise. Now, if you want to build wealth and you want to grow that system up, then what you can do is you can either do horizontal growth or you can do vertical growth or both on that one. So with franchising, if you want to start with, say, more than one territory, then you become what we call an area developer. So in your city, you may have the territory marked out into five different territories on that. So you could start with being an area developer, or you could start with one unit and then build from there. As you get that one built up and going, whether it be the services industry or brick and mortar, once you get that built up, then you can move on to another territory. And then you have what we call the horizontal growth along there, where you're just mapping out more and more territory. So you have a bigger territory that you can take in. So yeah. Once you get one up and running, it's a lot simpler, or very simple, than just pick up another one on that one. Now, if you want to do something different, if you want to stick with your one territory, then what you can do is you can pick other franchises that are related to your franchise within that one territory and do what we call vertical growth. That's very easy to do in like the home services franchise systems, where you may start off with taking care of the groundskeeping on that. Then you may move into doing the maid service for them on that, taking care of their plumbing needs, their electrical needs. So now you're marketing to the same client base in the same territory, but basically you're owning the home. So that's the vertical growth, where if the homeowner needs anything at all, they just call you. And it works for some business opportunity, business franchises as well, where you get into the business world and you start taking care of office space also.
Lovely. Got it. So as a turnaround specialist for the distressed businesses, like, what foundation principles have you found crucial for the success in the world of franchising?
Really taking care of your people is the best thing. When I was with the Taco Bell, and I was helping a lady out, and she owned about 50 Taco Bells throughout the Sacramento, California area. And I really helped build up her restaurants out there on that. And it's really just taking care of your people, getting to know your people real well, taking care of them. And then working with the franchisor as well on that. And they've got that step-by-step playbook. So follow along with them exactly what they have already done in the past, because they've got, you know, they've already worked out all the errors and all the challenges along the way. They've got all those worked out. So you work with them very closely. You'll get to know other franchisees in the system as well when you're going through the franchise investigation process. So you'll be talking with others before you get involved in the franchise. So now you've got a whole team of people that are going to help you grow your business itself on that, and then just taking care of your people within your business itself, whether you do a service industry franchise or a brick and mortar franchise, really helps grow the business and lets people know that you care.
Understood. So, how do you approach the educating individuals and the business owners about franchising? Like, any common misconceptions you encounter?
Oh, absolutely, Avik. When you and I are driving down the road, you know, we see all the brick and mortar franchises on that. So you see like the McDonald's, you know, the Taco Bells, and the salons, Supercuts, Great Clips, Meineke Mako. So people think that it takes $1 million because you got to build out that big place and you've got to do it full time. What we don't see on a regular basis is the service industry franchises. On there, the service industry franchises, their total investment's right around $150,000 on that. So much less on that. So with brick and mortar, you build it and they will come. General theme, everybody sees it on the street corner. With the services industry, your clients don't necessarily know you exist until they need you. So in that case, you need a great franchise system to drive people to you when that need arises. And in either one of those industries, most people think you have to do it full time, but you actually don't. There's many of them that you can do semi-absentee, where you're managing the manager, you're managing the profit and loss statements. If you don't like managing the profit and loss statements, turn it over to a CPA and just manage the manager 10 to 15 hours a week. And many different franchise opportunities, many different industries where you can do that semi-absentee. And that's where I come in to help you find those.
Yeah. Exactly. So, if you could also share any success story, like someone you have guided through the process of franchising and the impact it had on their entrepreneurial journey, anything?
Oh, absolutely. So I had a couple that were, it was kind of funny. They're real estate investors. I got a lot of real estate investors that like to get into franchising to diversify. And it was a husband and wife team, and they were looking to get into a brewery on that. So we started looking at breweries. But I talked to people, find out what their likes and dislikes are. And we decided we'd compare and contrast a few different franchises as well. So we were also looking at electrical services. And I was working mostly with the husband on that. And he was going to do some of my absentee on that since his wife took care of all the properties themselves. So we started going through the process, and eventually at the very end, they actually chose the electrical services franchise on there because amazingly enough, it was a whole lot less of an investment and they can make a whole lot more money than with the brewery. And the wife steps up at the last minute and says, "You know, we're not going to run this on my absentee. We're actually going to run this full time, and I'm going to run the business itself." Well, 6 months later, now they're on the road to become rookies of the year. She just took it over, and she's just doing amazing things on that, which is really cool to see. I had another person get into left this one left his job and got into a kitchen remodeling franchise, and he came back to me, 3 years later. He gave me a call, and I'm like, "Oh, this is kind of interesting. Why is he calling me?" He says, "Well, I built it up, doing great. I want to sell it and get into another franchise." So it's like, right on. So it only took him 3 years to get it built up, great profit, sold it for a very good price on that. And we got him into even another and a bigger franchise system as well. So I love it when I hear those great stories of my people doing well.
That's really lovely. So, on this, like, what advice would you give to someone who are considering franchising as a path to the entrepreneurship?
Great question, Abby. You always should have many options. Always options are good. So consider franchising if you're thinking about doing your own private business, and compare them both and contrast them both. Keep in mind that the one thing that you need to be, if you want to get into franchises, you need to be coachable because they've already done everything. They've already got that proven business model on there. So just make sure you're coachable. Other than that, look into when you're looking at franchises, always talk to as many franchisees as you can when you're looking to do franchises. So you can come to me, we can do it together, and I'll make certain that all these things happen. If you want to do it yourself, you're more of a DIYer, then make certain that you talk to as many franchisees as possible to verify all the information that the franchise told you. Look into funding. There's a lot of people that fund franchises. I've got a whole list of people that fund franchises. Very easy to do on that one. Experts, always look into other experts in the field. Here in America, we have what we call the SCORE chapter, SCORE, which is seasoned entrepreneurs that are in your area on that. Get a hold of them. They're free. They give you lots of good advice. But it's good to look into franchising. It's good to have options. It's not for everybody. I'm not going to try and convince you that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, because for some people it is not. But it is good to have options on that. Check into it, and you'd be surprised at how many different industries you can get into, and you just may find something that really sparks your interest.
Wow, that's lovely. Great. So, what according to you? How do you see the future of franchising evolving? And also at the same time, any emerging trends do you anticipate shaping the industry?
Franchising continues to grow strong, Abbott. It's been doing so for many, many years. Ever since we had that little COVID thing, it kind of shook up people's lives a little bit, and they're realizing that there are better and different and better things out there that they could do. The trends really lately have been more towards essential type services out there. Plumbing, electrical, HVAC, tutoring, senior care, health services. Those are the ones that have really taken off quite a bit. Right before we had all that COVID thing, we had a couple different trends in restaurants, pizza restaurants, and yogurt, especially. We had a lot of yogurt that were popping up, trending for a while. Those didn't all make it to great success on those, because those can be a little bit trendy. So if you're don't be blinded by something that's really trendy or really popular on that one. I always look at the business model and check out the business itself and see where it's going to go in the future. With the essential services, they've always been there. They always will be here. And I think people are starting to realize that now. And that's the biggest trend, is going towards those services that are absolutely essential, no matter what happens in the economy, much needed services.
Yeah. Got it. So also, like, I mean, what excites you most about the future of franchising, and what do you hope to accomplish in your continued efforts to empower the entrepreneurs?
Basically, what excites me the most is letting people know that there are alternatives out there than working the 9-to-5 job, working for somebody else. Everybody that you work for, somebody started that business out and they had a dream to build something up. So you're helping somebody else build their dream. So what excites me is helping you build your dream up, as far as what you want to do with your life. And it just thrills me to death to have people and just show them that, you know, there is alternatives to doing that. You don't have to quit your day job if you're not quite ready to step out of that. Although you can do it semi-passive until you get to that point where you have that option of, you know, sticking with your job if you like it, and doing this on the side, or just stepping away from the job. So it's really exciting to get people open up their minds, open up their minds to different ideas about how they can live their life, especially doing things that you want to do when you want to do it.
Oh, that's really lovely. And with this, we are at the end of this episode, and it's really enlightening episode, I would say, on franchisee frontier and exploring the path to the entrepreneurial success. And for this, I definitely want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our guest Greg, for sharing his invaluable insights and the expertise in the world of franchising. So Greg's journey from engineer to CEO of Franchisee Maven is truly, truly inspiring, and his dedication to empowering others to achieve their entrepreneurial dreams through the franchising is evident. So, dear listeners, we hope that you have found this exploration into the world of franchising insightful and thought-provoking. So whether you are considering franchising as a path to the entrepreneurship, or simply curious about the industry, we trust that Greg's wisdom has provided you with the valuable guidance. And also, Greg, like, if someone wants to connect with you, how they can connect?
I have to go to my website, franchisemaven.com. That's franchise, M-A-V as in Victor, E-N.com. Email me at greg@franchisemaven.com, or just pick up the phone and give me a call at 361-772-6401.
Lovely. That's really lovely. So I guess, dear listeners, you have Greg with you. Huge knowledge and huge experience. Definitely, Greg, gonna help you with you. If you have any queries, or if you want to learn more about it, please connect with Greg. And be sure to stay tuned for future episodes, where we will continue to delve into the topics surrounding the business, entrepreneurship, and the personal development. So until next time, remember to keep exploring, learning, and pursuing your dreams. So thank you so much for joining on Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. Thank you so much.